Krishna Book Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 15, Scene 1, Krishna praises his elder brother. In this way, Sri Krishna, along with his elder brother Balaram, passed the childhood age known as Kaumara and stepped into the age of Pauganda from the 6th year up to the 10th. And at that time, all the cowherder men conferred and agreed to give those boys who had passed their 5th year charge of the cows in the pasturing ground. Given charge of the cows, Krishna and Balaram traversed Vrindavan, purifying the land with their footprints. Accompanied by the cowherder boys and Balaram, Krishna brought forward the cows and played on his flute through the forest of Vrindavana, which was full of flowers, vegetables, and pasturing grass. The Vrindavan forest was as sanctified as the clear mind of a devotee and was full of bees, flowers, and fruits. There were chirping birds and clear water lakes with waters that could relieve one of all fatigue. Sweet-flavored breezes blew always, refreshing the mind and body. Krishna, with his friends and Balaram, entered the forest and, seeing the favorable situation, enjoyed the atmosphere to the fullest extent. Krishna saw all the trees overloaded with fruits and fresh twigs coming down to touch the ground as if welcoming him by touching his lotus feet. Krishna was very pleased with the behavior of the trees, fruits, and flowers. And so Krishna began to smile, realizing their desires. Krishna then spoke to his elder brother, Balaram. "My dear brother, you are superior to all of us, and your lotus feet are worshipped by demigods. Just see how these trees, full with fruits, have bent down to worship your lotus feet. It appears that they are trying to get out of the darkness of being obliged to accept the form of trees. Actually, the trees born in this land of Vrindavan are not ordinary living entities. Having held the impersonal point of view in their past lives, they are now put into the stationary condition of life, but now they have the opportunity of seeing you in Vrindavan, and they are praying for further advancement in spiritual life through your personal association. Generally, trees are living entities in the modes of darkness. The impersonalist philosophers are also in that darkness, but they eradicate it by taking full advantage of your presence. I think these drones that are buzzing all around you must have been your devotees in their past lives, for they cannot leave your company, because no one can be a better, more affectionate master than you. You, Balaram, are the supreme and original personality of Godhead, and these drones are just trying to spread your glories by chanting at every moment. And I think some of them must be great sages, devotees of your lordship, and they are disguising themselves in the form of drones because they are unable to give up your company even for a moment. Oh, my dear brother, you are the supreme worshipable Godhead. Just see how the peacocks in great ecstasy are dancing before you. The deer, whose behavior is just like the gopis, are welcoming you with the same affection. And the cuckoos, who are residing in this forest, are receiving you with great joy because they consider that your appearance is so auspicious in their home. Why, even though they are trees and animals, these residents of Vrindavan are glorifying you. They are prepared to welcome you to their best capacity, as is the practice of great souls in receiving another great soul at home. As for the land, it is so auspicious and fortunate that the footprints of your lotus feet are marking its body. My dear Balaram, it is quite natural for these Vrindavana inhabitants to thus receive a great personality like you. The herbs, creepers, and plants are also so fortunate to touch your lotus feet. And by your touching the twigs with your hands, these small plants are also made glorious. As for the hills and rivers, they too are now glorious because you are glancing at them. And above all, the damsels of Raja, the gopis, being attracted by your beauty, are the most glorious because you embrace them with your strong arms. Thus ends chapter 15, scene 1. Krishna praises his elder brother. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. It is stated in the Kartika Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, the 8th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudeva served as a cowherder, whereas previously Krishna had tended the calves. Srila Sanatan Goswami has explained the various meanings of the word Madhava as follows. Madhava normally indicates Krishna to be the Lord who is the consort of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. This name also implies that Lord Krishna descended in the dynasty of Madhu. Since the spring season is also known as Madhava, it is understood that as soon as Lord Krishna entered the Vrindavana forest, it automatically exhibited all the opulences of spring, becoming filled with flowers, breezes, and a celestial atmosphere. Another reason Lord Krishna is known as Madhava is that Krishna enjoys pastimes in Madhu, the taste of conjugal love. Lord Krishna saw that the Vrindavan forest was giving pleasure to all five senses. The bees, birds, and animals made charming sounds that brought sweet pleasure to the ears. The wind was faithfully rendering service to Krishna by blowing throughout the forest, carrying the cool moisture of a transparent lake, and thus giving pleasure to the sense of touch. By the sweetness of the wind, even the sense of touch was being stimulated. And the fragrance of lotus flowers was bringing pleasure to the nostrils. And the entire forest was endowed with heavenly beauty, which was giving spiritual bliss to the eyes. Thus, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has explained the significance of all of this. Krishna and Balaram would glance lovingly and mercifully at all the rivers, hills, and creatures in Vrindavan. But the blessing received by the gopis, namely, being embraced directly between the Lord's arms, was the supreme benediction desired even by the goddess of fortune herself. The goddess of fortune, who lives in Vaikuntha, upon the chest of Lord Narayana, once desired to be embraced by the chest of Sri Krishna, and thus she performed severe austerities in order to achieve this blessing. Sri Krishna informed the goddess of fortune that her actual place was in Vaikuntha, and that it was not possible for her to dwell upon his chest in Vrindavan. Therefore, Lakshmiji begged Krishna to allow her to remain on his chest in the form of a golden line, and Krishna granted Lakshmi this benediction. This incident from the Puranas is recounted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Shiva Jayo Jaya Gora Change Arati Ko Shoha Janavi Tatavane Jagamana Lobha Dakine Nita chan Bame Gadadhara Nikate Advaita Srini Vasachat Pradhara Vasi Ache Gora Chan Ratna Singha Sane Arati Koring Vangha Adi Jeva Gane Nara Hari Ari Kori Chamara Dulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Goshadi Gaya Shankha Bhaje Ganta Bhaje Bhaje Karatala Madhura Mridanga Bhaje Paramarasala Bahu Koti Chandra Jini Badana Ujwala Lala Deshe Banna Mala Kore Jala Mala Shiva Shuka Narada Gada Gada Bhakati Vinoda Deke Gorara Shamsada Kiva Jayo Jaya Gora Chande Aratika Shobha Jan Abhitata Vane Jagat Manaloma Goranger Arati Shobha Jagat Jana Manaloma Goranger Aroti Shobha Jagajana Manaloba